We'll now proceed today to study lesson number 22 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos. We're going more deeply further into the fifth perek. Today we will be studying the fifth and sixth Mishnayos of the fifth perek of Maseches Shviyos. Perek Hei, Perek Hamishi, Mishneh Hei, and Mishneh Vov. Mishneh Hei, we're still talking about our old friend the Luf, Solomon's lily, according to Professor Felix. Mefarshim say it's some type of a species related to the onion. And as we've already learned, it's generally kept for long periods of time under the earth. After it's already ripened and everything, it's stored under a layer of earth. So, suppose you have out there Luf, which has been grown by someone, been cultivated by someone who is chashud al hashviyas, someone who is not exactly the frumest fellow when he's very liberal with the laws of shviyas. So at what point during the eighth year can you buy luf from him and not be concerned that maybe the luf he's selling you in the eighth year is left over from the luf of the seventh year from Peiro Shviyas? Me'emosai mutar adam nikach luf b'motsoi Shviyas. Now, the general rule is for other yurakos, other vegetables, and we learn this later on in Perek Shishi, that there's a rule that if I buy whatever, yuroko, celery, carrots, from someone who's choshud al hashviyas, and I buy it for him in this eighth year, how do I know that they're not left over from the seventh year? Can't be sure, but if you wait a period of time of mishayase kiyotzebo, if you wait 2 months into the eighth year, and in those 2 months he could very easily have grown new carrots, new celery, so you can buy it from him and assume that it's from the eighth year. That's the general rule. However, when it comes to luf, Rabbi Yehuda says, miyad, you can buy it from immediately, Tom Gedalia of the eighth year, you can go and buy from him this luf. Why is that? Because we can assume, Rabbi Yehuda says, that that you can buy it from him immediately because probably he is selling not only not luf from Shviyas, but luf from Erev Shviyas. Because remember, luf is stored long term. And luf, this luf ripened in the Shishis year, in the sixth year, and was kept through the sixth year and through the old seventh year into the eighth year. So if he's selling it now, in the beginning of the eighth year, you can be tola, you can assume, you know, who says it grew in Shviyas at all? Maybe it's from the luf that grew in the sixth year. This is one approach to understanding Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Miyad. The Chachamim disagree. And they say, Mishiyir behechodosh. You can only buy it well into the eighth year, long enough into the eighth year so that new luf could have grown in the eighth year. And then you can assume, well, if I'm buying luf from him in the eighth year, it's already 3-4 months, new luf could have grown. This is the new luf from the eighth year. This is Mishneh Hei. Mishneh Vov introduces a new concept, and that is the concept of ein machzikin bidei ovrei avera, not to do anything which supports a person who is wont, W-O-N-T, to do sins. In this case, to sinfully cultivate his property, his land, during Shviyas. So, if you're selling tools, agricultural tools, so you have to be careful not to sell to someone who is chashud, who is suspect of being too liberal with the laws of Shviyas, not to sell him those tools which are designated only for farming, for agriculture, for plowing, for cultivating the field in one way or the other. So the Mishnah says, Elu Kalim. The following are the Kalim She'ein Ha'umon Rashoy L'mochron Bashvias, that the Umon, the tool maker, is not permitted to sell these on Shvias to a Chashud, to someone who is suspect of working the land during Shvias. Macharesha, a plow, v'chol keleha, and all the components of the plow, all the buckets and rods and straps, etc., that are part of the whole contraption known as a macharesha, a plow. Ha'ol, the yoke, which is used to hold the oxen in place, whereas they pull the plow, you can't sell a yoke during Shvias. Mizra is a instrument which is used to winnow. To winnow means to clear away the chaff, the leaves and the stones and whatnot that get in the way, so that what's left is only the actual wheat. So a tool that does that type of procedure is not avoda during Shvias, which is not permitted, the type of avoda. And also v'hadeker. Deker is a type of a shovel which is used to dig into the earth to prepare the earth for further planting. So these above tools are all designated specifically for avodos which are prohibited, and therefore cannot be sold to someone who is choshud al hashviyas. However, for someone who is not choshud al hashviyas, the average kosher Jew, you're allowed to sell these things to him. Because who says he's buying it to use during Shvias? He's buying it, he's going to put it into his storage room and take them out, to his garage and take them out next year when it's permissible to do work, agricultural work, with all these tools. However, the Mishnah continues that when it comes to those tools, which are not designated specifically to work the land, but can be used for other purposes, can be used around the house, for carpentry, for fixing your car, whatever it happens to be, those kind of tools, even if they could be used for agricultural purposes, but if they could also be used for purposes totally unrelated to agriculture, then you can sell him these types of tools. So, Avol, Mocher hu Magalyad. Magalyad is a scythe, but a hand scythe, which is not used only to harvest. It's also used in the house to cut cheese or whatever. Umagol katsir, and also a regular scythe, which is used to harvest wheat. It could be used in the house to cut other things, nothing to do with cutting things on the farm with harvesting. V'agola v'chol keleho, you can sell him a wagon, because who says he's going to use the wagon to... as part of the process of harvesting or whatever, he's using the wagon to go to the store and buy furniture. He needs a wagon to bring it home. Zehaklal, the general rule is, kol shemalachto miyuchedes laveira also. If it's a tool which is specifically designated only for the type of work which is prohibited on Shvias, agricultural work, then it's not permissible to sell it to a chashud al hashvias. Because you're guilty of being misayeya yedei ovrei avera. You are supporting the work of a sinner. However, if this tool is le'isur ulaheter, it's a tool which is used, could be used for agriculture, it could be used for plastering your ceiling. Such a tool, mutar, permissible to sell it to anyone, because we can assume that he's not using it for agricultural purposes, he's using it for purposes which are totally permissible during the Shvias year. And so we have completed the sixth Mishnah of the fifth Perek. In the process, we have completed lesson number 22.